News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It is coming up to 9 minutes past seven on News Talk Breakfast. US airstrikes did not destroy Iran's nuclear capability and only set it back by a few months. That's according to leaked preliminary US intelligence assessment. Not surprisingly, Donald Trump has rebuffed the claims, suggesting instead that the nuclear sites in Iran are completely destroyed. We're joined by Borzu Dargaghi, Middle East journalist and analyst. Borzu, what do you think is actually the real story here? Do we know?
Well, I mean, we don't know. This is a preliminary intelligence assessment, but it is especially powerful because it comes from the U.S., as listeners may know, has many different intelligence agencies. And this one is the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is part of the very same Pentagon that carried out the airstrikes using the Bunker Buster bombs on the Fordow site, where the advanced enrichment facility, that very advanced uranium enrichment that was going on.
Okay. So it is damaging, certainly, to Donald Trump's initial claim that this was a spectacular success.
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes even beyond that. You know, I mean, it's damaging, but Trump right now, he's been basically using this whole conflict as a kind of ad for himself. And it's very just surreal the way he's narrating it. It's almost like a pro wrestling match to him. And you know, and at one point the referee jumped in and ended the conflict, so to speak. And the way he's been depicting it, it's almost completely and exclusively directed at his base of supporters. No one who knows anything about the nuclear program believed any of his lies. No one among the allies believed his kind of rhetoric about this thing. So it's just a puncture that balloon even more.
Okay, let's talk about this uneasy ceasefire. It does seem to be holding at the moment. Is that likely to continue?
Yeah, I mean, I, funny enough, one of the things that Trump's kind of attitude towards this whole conflict has helped with is this ceasefire, is keeping this ceasefire. So as listeners may recall, he came out with some very salty language a little earlier about this ceasefire, very angry, very unpresidential, and very harsh against Israel in a way. And it was almost like, hey, man, I just had a really good TV show and you're ruining it. I had a very good advertisement for myself and my powers and you're ruining it by violating the ceasefire.
So was it, I couldn't quite tell, Borzu, was it planned or was it petulance on his part to use the F word?
He, according to people who know him and his biographers, he very often uses the F word in private, but he's been very careful since even when he was just a playboy in Manhattan to watch his words when he's on camera. So, I don't think it was planned. I think it was a genuine frustration about his little show, his little wrestling match being disturbed.
Just very finally, Borzu, one of the, I said there's lots of obviously negatives about what was going on between Israel and Iran, but one of the additional negatives is that it has taken the spotlight off what is happening in Gaza at the moment. Can you just give us a brief insight? I'm assuming the same issues in relation to food aid and people desperate for food and people losing their lives in a bid to get that food.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. None of this has solved the original impetus for this conflict, or at least the spark that made tensions that were already there even greater. Gaza is still full of misery and violence. There's people lining up for food, and then they're so desperate they get into fights, and the Israelis use that as an excuse to open fire. And this has been a real tragedy there. The unreal and inhumane conditions persist.
Okay, Borzu, thank you indeed for that. Borzu Dargaghi there, Middle East journalist and analyst. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.